Good morning. Namaste. Our theme for today is you are not the body or the mind, nor do you have a body or a mind. Okay. So take a deep breath and follow it in deeply, deeply, deeply. Follow a breath. And let go of any engaging of any thoughts. Just let them go for now. Follow another breath. Letting go, resting back in reality. The reality is there is no person here to be speaking, and there is no person there to be listening. There is but the one presence, and it is present now. Rest in the knowing that that which is speaking is that which is listening. There is nothing else here but the essence that is awareness, the essence that is you. So today, let's take up the reasons why the you that you are is not the body nor the mind. And bring that understanding a little deeper, perhaps. Okay. But first, we're going to have to start with an understanding of what is real. Because we have a presumption that the body is real. Sometimes the body is myself or the body is mine. And we also have the presumption that we have a mind. Okay, so we're going to start with what is real. Okay, so that which is real does not change. Okay, that which is real has no properties of changing, and that which is real has no characteristics of duality. The real is not an object. So, in order to be real, it cannot be an object. If you can be aware of it, it is not real. And the real is beyond any description, and it is sentient. Okay. So there's some other notes about what is real and how it, and how these things attend to it, but I think you get the idea, okay? So are there any questions on that part before we go on? Is that everybody got that kind of clearly as to how to know what is real? Okay, so take a breath.
Here.
Yeah, yes, good love, yes.
What does sentient mean?
Knowing. The capability to know, to be.
Okay, thanks.
So let's take another breath. And with the exhale, just let go and just rest back in stillness for a little while in the understanding All is well. Now, you, the invisible essence, is not the body, and the body is not you. Okay. And nor do you, the invisible essence, have a body. So let's take a look at that body. Okay. Well, the first thing that happens when you really get into this inquiry and you get into this contemplation, the first thing that we recognize when we turn our attention to the body is that it changes. Okay. It begins out what we call small and tiny. It grows, it gets larger, its features change, its extremities change, everything begins to change about the body. So that is usually the first recognition when you bring your attention to the body in this manner. And we really could stop there because that is the essence of it. It changes, it cannot be the real. But I want us to go on. Okay. So, question and answer. So, answer is this question. Are you, in this moment, are you aware of the body? I think we could all say yes to that question. And the next question is the body aware of you? No. Okay. No, the body is not aware of you. So, then we go a little farther. Are you aware of the hand? Yes, I'm aware of this hand and this hand. But is the hand aware of you? I know these might sound silly, but many students don't take things to a deep enough level where they can actually live what they're learning. This is what we want to do. We want to live in the understanding. I am not the body. I have never been the body, and I do not have a body. So we want to go through these and have some fun. So the hand is not aware of you. And the next question, is the hand sentient? Is the hand capable of knowledge? Is the hand capable of decision making? Is the hand? No, it's not. It's an appendage. It's a hand. Okay, so how about the leg? Is the leg aware of the hand? Is the shoulder aware of the knee? I mean, can you ask the shoulder, hey, shoulder, how's that knee doing today? Shoulder has no clue. So, of course, they're not in awareness of each other. But what is aware of the knee? And the shoulder and the leg and the hand. What is aware? Right now, we're all saying, well, I am. I am aware of the knee and the shoulder. So you are aware of the fingers, the hand, the wrist, the elbow, all of these labels that science or medicine or something has put on these particular forms. This is a nail. This is a finger. This is a palm. This is a wrist. These are forms that have been labeled, and we call it a hand. So you can look at any object at all, any object, the rock, the clouds, the rivers, the chair you may be sitting on, bottles, I've got carpets, houses, phones, cars, trees, clouds, I think I said that, rain coming down, sunshine coming down, all of these are objects. Now, take any object you like, the carpet, the paintings, anything, and ask, is this object aware of my presence? Is this body aware of my being? No, they are not. They're not aware of you being present. The chair is not aware of the body. And when you say that, well, the body is sitting in the chair. Yes, the body is just sitting in the chair, but it is you that is present, that is aware that the body is sitting in the chair. The body is not aware that it is sitting in the chair. The body is not aware of the hand rising. The body is not aware of walking. It's not aware of the assimilation. Okay. These happenings do function, but it is you that is present, that is aware of them happening. Are you guys with me so far?
Yes.
Good. I don't want to lose you around the bend here. Okay. So it is you that is present. You are the presence of awareness that is aware of the body and its functioning and its happenings. Okay. You are aware of it when it was teeny tiny. You are aware of it when it was 1 year old and 2 years old. You are aware of it when it was a young person and a teenager and an adult. And you are aware of it as it ages and it does the thing that we say grows old. Okay. So you are the presence of the awareness of what is taking place, what is happening. It would be like, okay, you're painting the walls. Is the walls aware that there is new paint going on there? No. So this is the way of looking at and beginning to dismantle the old beliefs about being the body and being a presence that is a body and a mind. Okay, so take a moment now and look around the room. Is the room even aware of you? No, there's no awareness there either. So are any of the objects in the room aware of you? No, not at all. So anything out on the porch or out in the yard, is there anything anywhere that you can find that is aware of you? Any object, any object anywhere that is aware of you. There is only the one subject, and that is you. You are the presence of awareness. So in going through this inquiry and going through looking at this, we can come to the understanding. The body's not aware. I'm aware. I am not the body. I am aware of the body, but I am not the body. Okay. So take another breath, kind of rest back a little bit. All is well. You're not going to lose anything here. So, okay. You might want to say, yeah, but yeah, okay, Mary, I'm not the body. But this is my body. This is mine. This belongs to me. Okay. So let's do a little looking at that as well. Because ego does like to have those possessions. You know, this is mine. This is my body. Let's take a look at that. Did you make the body? Did you make it? Did you make the materials that the bodies are made up from? I mean, somehow, if this is yours, you had to do something that generated this form in some manner. You would have had to have made it in order for it to be yours. Now, did you make it? No. Did you make the materials that the body is made up from? No. Okay. Can you look around and find anything that you actually did make, even if you say I've crafted, or I've painted, or I'm in the arts and I do art? Is there anything around you that you can actually say, I made it? And you can say, yes, I took the paper and I put these images on it. Okay, did you make the paper? Did you make the materials that the images were placed on? I want to stretch you a little bit. Let's stretch. You say, well, okay, I'll agree. I didn't make the body, so perhaps it isn't mine. I'll go there and I'll acknowledge that. But you could say, well, I use the body. You know, I use it. But do you? Do you use the body? And you can say, yes, I use it for walking. I use it. I use it to drink water. I use it to drink water. No, the body requires that water, so that water is put into the body, but I don't require water. So I don't require walking. I don't require sleeping. I'm speaking of I. I do not require sleeping. I do not require sitting. I do not require walking. I do not require food nor water. I have no requirements whatsoever. So if you are using the body, then you must, do you make the body breathe? How do you make the body breathe? How do you make that happen? If there is a you that is using the body, do you make the digestion and the assimilation? How do you make that work? If the body is yours, if you're using the body, if you are the body, then somehow you have to be able to perform and make these things happen. How much of the body do you consciously control? Think about it. How much of the body do you, that which is aware, how much of the body do you consciously control?
Mary?
Yes?
If I want to increase my muscle mass, I can control the size of the weights I lift to make my body bigger. Would that be correct?
No, because you would have to answer, who is the me that is using the body to make the muscles bigger? Where is that one? Is that the I that is present, the essence, or is that the persona? Is that the personality, the person that wants to change the dimensions of the body?
I guess it would be the personality.
Yes, exactly. So it would not be I. I have no requirements if the body be bigger muscled or not at all. So there's no requirements within me for that action. So that action would be the person that wants to change, has a desire to change the formation of the body form. And that's fine. That's fine. If you continue to understand, it is not the I, it is not the presence that is wanting to have a different type of looking form. Can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you have the eyes. Can you make the eyes to see? Or are the eyes just seeing? Okay, take your time. Is there a you making the eyes to see? Or are they just functioning with seeing? And do we make the lungs take in the air and release it? Or is it just taking place without thought or input from you, from I? I am aware of the air coming in. I am aware of the air going out. But not involved with the process. So I do not have a function of making the air come in and making the air go out. That takes place within the field of my awareness. The things that take place within the body system are not of my doing. They are taking place from the intelligence that functions the body. So the body, I am not the body, and the body is not mine. I am aware of it. I am aware of it. And it would be like, you know, how would I make the tongue to taste? Or how would I make the nose capable of smelling fragrances or smelling anything? Okay. No, awareness does none of those functions. Awareness is awareness. Okay, so awareness is not a doer of functioning. It is aware of that which is functioning. Okay. Are we getting a better understanding that truly the I am not the body, but I am aware of it? So, and even the pain, and this is always something that everyone seems to ask about pain. What do I do about the pain? Well, I would say the first thing is to understand that as the pain that appears with the body, that this pain too is an object. Everything is an object. Feelings, emotions, sensations, and even these material things that we see all over the place, as well as that. So the pain that appears with the body is also an object, and it is also an object that you, the presence of awareness, is aware of. Yes, it hurts. Yes, believe me, I understand that. That there is can be deep and painful hurting with the body. But it is in this time for you to understand that that is not my pain. Okay? The I that is present, that pain does not belong to I. That pain is another object that I am aware of. Now, does something take place to help relieve that? Yes, quite possibly, of course. What is going on here is getting you into a deeper understanding. I am not in pain. I am not hungry. I am not tired. I am aware of the body with a pain. I am aware of the body with a feeling of hunger. I am aware of the body. But that which I am can be aware of, I am not. I'm not that. Okay. So let's take a moment here now and let's do some comments and or questions on this part of the talk, because we have mind yet to go to. So so let's take those questions or comments and make sure that you have that understanding of what we're speaking of today. You are not the body. nor is the body you, nor do you have a body.
Mary?
Yes, love.
I'm hooked on something, so I need to like say it.
Okay.
I am not my body. I am awareness. And you said aware objects are not aware. So here's my quandary. My dog, I know, is aware, but not the object of the dog. Is awareness aware as the dog? Because it's aware of me being here. I know that.
But is it sentient?
Its body isn't. Its form isn't.
Nor is that which animates it. So there's not a sentient being present there, as much as we love them, they're not sentient. I maybe we should say to the degree that what we call humans, they would not be sentient. That would too be an object.
But he knows when I leave.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Not at the no, not at this level. No. The animals are the animals would be of consciousness naturally, but they wouldn't be of the level of sentience as you are.
I understand. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Yeah. It would be the same if it were any animal, a squirrel, a bird, a cricket. Anything that they would not be sentient. If it's up that there would be a sentience.
Oh, I see. They wouldn't be aware that they were aware.
Correct. They would not be.
Okay. Now I got it. Thanks. Okay.
So everyone has this deeply now in their understanding why they are not the body, why they do not have a body. Okay. Okay. Everyone has that. I really want this to be grasped in there, because later today you're going to be saying, I'm thirsty, or I am hungry. And if you do, send me an email. All right. I am not the body. I am aware of the body and the functionings of the body, but I am not the body. Got it. Okay. Now, how about the good old mind? Everyone is bound and determined to have a mind. I have a busy mind. I have a mind that attacks me. I have a mind that won't shut up. I have a mind that is always so busy. Okay, I have this mind. I have this mind. You do not have a mind. You are not the mind, nor do you have a mind. Have you ever sat to ponder exactly what is this mind that I think is such an aggravation? Okay. What is it? What is mind? That's a question. Tell me, what is mind? You're in class today. Raise your hand. What is mind? Have you pondered it? Do you know what it is?
I think it's an avenue of awareness.
Okay, that's a neat answer.
I think it's energy sparks
Okay. Does
that
that
flow.
explain why you think it's an aggravation sometimes?
That's a good one.
Okay. So, of course, again, you're not the mind. The mind is not you, and you do not have a mind. So, first of all, let's take it back to our listing of what is real. Okay. In order for mind to be real, it would have to be able to be on that list of what is real. And the main thing on what is real is what? It is immutable. It does not change. Okay, does anyone have a mind that never changes? No? Okay. So I think we can all agree that yes, mind changes. Okay. And it does. It does. It hops from one concept to another. It's like bedazzled. You dangle a little something. Ooh, let's go watch that. And then that's something. Oh, I think I'll go over here, and then over to the other place. And then your attention is caught by something afar, and you go over there to take it. So the mind is like a little grasshopper, here and there, here and there. Okay. But something is aware of that. Even when you say, Mary, my mind just won't be still, it won't be quiet. Something is present that is aware of a mind that is not being quiet. Or what we call mind. So there is an awareness to all of it that goes on in what we call mind. There's awareness of the sensation of being sleepy, right? Whenever there is a sleepiness, there is an awareness to that. There is the confusion with mind. When we say, I am sleepy, rather than being in the understanding, there is a sensation of sleepiness I am aware of. Now, the saying of these things during your practicing and your inquiry does not go on forever. It's part of how we clarify. Okay, what is actually taking place? So there's an awareness of the sensation of being tired. But it is up to you to stop making the confusing identity by saying, I am tired. I am the I that I am is never tired. It never sleeps. The body requires rest. The body requires sleep, but I do not. Okay. These are the distinctions in your practicing that you want to begin to clarify. So there's an awareness of being tired. There's also awareness of opinions and concepts and questions. There's an awareness of speaking. Okay, there's an awareness of contemplating, or awareness of meditating. There's awareness of memories. So in this mind stuff, recognize that thoughts are objects. Opinions are objects you are aware of. Questions are objects you are aware of. Contemplating is an object that you are aware of is happening. Memories are objects. Feelings and emotions of anger or hatred, envy and judgment, those are all objects. They are all objects. Laughter is an object. Singing is an object. They're all objects. Everything except your own pure, perfect self, except the essence that is your being, everything else is an object. Why? Because you are aware of it. If you are aware of it, it's an object. Okay. And there are objects that are moving across the field of awareness. You are the field of awareness. And every object in the universe may cross before your awareness. Okay. It is this movement of all of these objects, the feelings, the emotions, the sensations, the thoughts. It is the movement of them to awareness in that field. And we call that movement of these objects mind. When you see this, and when you practice catching that moment when you're saying, I am sick, I am feverish, I am hungry, I am tired, I am distracted, I am nervous, I am anxious, I am afraid. When you begin again to claim that the pure, perfect identity is not pure and perfect, you begin that claiming, begin to understand again, wait a minute, these are objects that I am aware of. I am aware of a feeling of anxiety. I am aware of a feeling of fear. Again, this does not mean that you do not do anything in relationship to these feelings or sensations. What we're doing now is moving apart from claiming the sensations and the feelings to be about myself. They are not about myself. They rise within this field. They have their activity and their action within this field. And the I that I am is aware of them. But I am not them. Okay. Anything that you see, touch, taste, hear, smell, anything is an object. But you are the one and only subject. And it is only the sentient subject that is aware of the movement of objects in this field. So you are neither body nor mind. The body and the mind will never be you. And that would be no matter how long you play the game of being the body and the mind, you will never make that a reality. It will never be real. Okay. And if you're paying attention when you are claiming things that you are not, you will feel like a downwardness. You will feel like a heaviness. When you say, oh, I am hungry, there is a downing feeling. If you're paying attention, you will feel that every time you try to claim to be something that you are not. So you're not the body nor the mind. You do not have a body or a mind. You are the presence that is aware of them. So take a breath. Okay. So, questions, comments?
Mary, I feel so spacious listening to this today. And I love what you just said about the energy gets heavy. I often call it inverted. It feels like when I claim something or I get stuck in something, it feels like the energy is, you said heavy, but I was using the word inverted. Now I understand it so much clearer. It's like a heavy cloud is like
it does. And you can try it. You can just try it, and you
yeah.
will feel that heaviness. In the attempt to claim something that you are not.
That is wonderful.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah. I never, you just explained it and accepted it. So now it's when you understand something, it's, you see clearer.
Yes, you do. And then you can work with it. You can work with it in your practices if you have a little understanding.
It's wonderful. Thank you.
What it is.
Yeah.
So, In this practice, that's exactly what it is. When you find yourself claiming something about the body to be about you, okay, perhaps the talk will, but wait a minute, I'm not the body. So I'm aware of something going on with the body, but I'm not it. And just take that practice and just be with it and let it deepen. You're going to find that eventually that you're living as not being the body. And I can't really describe what that is like, but you will live what you are. You will live essence. Okay. Consciously live. Yes.
Thank you very much.
So the practicing here is so important. Firstly, did you all hear what was spoken? I know we're going to have the audio, but did you hear it? That's the main part. Did you hear what was being said? And then the second part is, did you understand it? So that's why I will ask you for comments. I want to make sure there's a clarity for you. Okay. So now you have all of this to practice with. It's the practicing that takes you to where you want to go. If you haven't already accepted and acknowledged, I'm already there. You know, these practices are going to help you to understand that. So, any other questions or comments?
I have a question, Mary.
Yes, love.
May seem kind of, I don't know, sophomoric. If I'm not all these things and my thoughts are objects, my feelings are objects, why am I here?
To be aware that you're not the feelings and the objects.
Is that the purpose of being alive now?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But I do know that once there is this longing within, once that takes place, that there is this longing to know who I am. And if that is the purpose for being here, then that's fine. If it's not a purpose, that's fine too. But there is that longing within, and that longing needed to be followed. And that to me is what's taking place. I'm following that longing to know myself at the deepest or highest level that I can. If that's the purpose of being here, I don't know. But that's my feeling.
Thank you.
You're welcome, love. Any more? You want to call this one complete for today? So let us pray. Most beloved one, in my essence, the light of the world, and I am beyond the body and mind. In my reality, I am without limits or hindrances. In my oneness, I am the only presence and subject. In my truth, I am as I am. Amen. Om Namaste.
Thank you, Mary.